Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie, and if you've been listening, you know there's some good stuff going on. Well, I don't know if it's good or not. I guess we're going to find out. Valerie
we're
says it's going to be okay.
A good twist to it.
You are definitely taking lemons and making lemonade.
That's right. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
Let's talk about this. Okay, old school. You know, I've been doing this with you for a long, over 30-something years.
Yes.
So we're used to our little deal. So you know if the loan doesn't go through, we don't want to have an appraisal to have to pay for, and a survey to have to pay for. So those don't get ordered to the very end. How are we going to handle that?
I'm now not doing that. I'm ordering them at the beginning.
So I'm taking a risk.
Well, okay? I'm taking a risk that if there's a problem in there, but the only problem would be inspections. And we try to, you know, you try to get your inspections done a heck of a lot faster than the option period. You try to get those done within the first couple of days. That's going to be very important. No long options. It can't be 15 days option and then you're trying to close within the next 15 days if you don't want me to order the appraisal. And then you brought up about the survey a while ago. That's a very important thing. If there is no old survey, you can't just wait till the last minute and call the title company and ask them to order it. We will have to get those things done in advance. So,
but let's talk a little bit too. If I write up a contract, let's just do 45 days now instead of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in a typical contract that I would write or I see a lot of is 10 days option period. Okay, so now that's not 45, it's 35. See how it starts shrinking?
Right.
And on the three-day rule, what worries me, if something pops up, what if it pops up on a Thursday? Okay, they don't count the weekend in the 3 days, correct?
Correct.
So that means it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's really 5 days. The concern I'm having, and I think first I'm still going to go back, deal with somebody that can do like Valerie and I are talking about, a good title company, a good mortgage company that's going to protect you. Well, we've always said we're going to have the people moving. So, you know, we have to coordinate. They're buying a house, they're selling a house, they're buying another house. So we have a boom, 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 triple domino.
Right.
If something gets haywire, and movers, especially in the summer, you know how that works. If you don't get them 30 days in advance, sometimes you...
But I think that's where people are going to have to be like a little more flexible, I guess is a good way to put it. Is you're going to have to be a little bit more flexible. Okay, this week I've had two appraisals come in low. That's very unusual. I can go a month without a low appraisal. Two this week. Both of them closing next week. Okay? So that means I have to pretty much... Y'all have to get it okay that everybody's reducing the price. I have to resubmit it, blah, blah, blah. So that's a lot of paperwork to do. It's just going to make us, we're going to have to just stay on top of everything. I mean, everything is just time-wise has to click. If it doesn't click, that's when we may need the longer time. But if you do 45 days, I swear, I think we're going to be fine and dandy.
Well, let's use an example. Like you just said, we've had one of our last closings, which was one of mine, and you did the loan. We changed the contract at closing.
Right.
We can't do that anymore.
No. Well, no and yes.
Okay. That's
no and yes.
I want to hear the yes part.
No and yes is that it depends on, is it going to affect the HUD? If it's going to affect the HUD, it will have to be done 3 days before closing. Okay. If it's just the fact that we're changing something on the contract, I think we can still kind of work that out. But if it is something that you're actually changing, there will be nothing that will be changed on that HUD during those 3 days that doesn't start the 3 days all over again.
Nothing.
But I'll tell you, like if there is a final inspection and we forgot to put it on there, we'll eat the final inspection before I start the 3 days over again. Okay, so things like that.
I'm
going to
keep repeating this. Valerie's saying when she says we, she's talking about Premier Mortgage and her.
Yeah, I'm not talking about lenders in general.
Because that will not happen in general.
No. I have a little bit more leeway with the volume that we do. We can afford to do things that maybe some people might not can afford to do. If you just do a few loans, you can't eat some things. And so, but below appraisals, I think are going to be the biggest thing that we have to worry about is if appraisal comes in low, if we have to take very much time to renegotiate, that's when it can slow you down. You're going to have to act quickly.
If you look back in 13 was crazy. You remember it? I mean, prices were going up because people thought, bam, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. 14 kind of leveled off. 15, and we keep our stats every Monday or Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday and show the stats. It's almost a flat plane. Even the summer, everything, nothing's changed, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it has been an unbelievable run in real estate.
The appraisal should not be an issue in the future for sure because it seems like we're leveling off.
Yeah, we just have had some that, again, you know, we've had some this week that –
I know I was one of them.
Yeah, that have been low. I mean, so what do you say? So I think we're just going through a little bit of a spurt that, you know, the appraisers may be trying to say, hey, we're not just going to let you go sky high. We're going to be a little more conservative. So, and again, it depends on what type of loan it is, who you get, that kind of stuff. But, and we don't see this very often, but this week has been the week for it. But now, am I going to slow down any of those closings? No, we should be able to rise above it. And our people at Premier, I mean, they're going to do everything to keep us closing. I mean,
you know,
that, we don't
you
make
know,
money
you said
if
we're
going to
slow down and take a good pace. You know, your last words, am I going to slow down anything? No, I'm going to go boom, boom, boom. Okay,
yeah,
which one?
I don't go at a slow pace, but I think we have to just, though, be more on it, you know, just more and more and more on it. Last month, April, it wasn't our best month ever, but it was close to our best month ever. May, not our best month ever, but close to our best month ever. For you to have back-to-back-to-back months that are just crazy, it's not normal. Usually in our business is you'll have a couple of good months, and you'll have a conservative month, and then you'll have... No, San Angelo is doing awesome in real estate, and we're all very blessed to be busy.
Well, in fact, we were talking earlier, you know, the chief economist on the last couple of shows. And he said, folks, if 15, you should see not much changing. I mean, Everything should be there as far as – I predicted, and Jeremy, I actually missed this prediction. I said our rental market's going to change drastically. And it hasn't – I don't think we have anything for rent in our property management.
See, that's
like
wonderful. And I didn't know that because I don't see rentals very much.
Now, but if you notice, there's still some major, major apartment complexes that are being built right now. So there'll be, I'm going to say, thousands of units go on. So that supply and demand, that should have some effect on some things.
Right.
But as of today, we haven't seen any bad things.
Yeah.
The other thing we talked a little bit about, the rates. I mean, we've been saying this for a while. But
they got to go up at a given time. They have to go up. But when? I don't know. I mean, we're still sitting around the 4%, a little bit less, a little bit more. It's amazing to me that we keep at where we're at. The only thing that we can say is that the economy really has not improved to make our interest rates go up. So as long as the economy stays in the toilet, woohoo, San Angelo's good.
That doesn't sound good at all.
That's why I tell people when you're buying a house, you just hope everything goes to pot in the market just for that period of time. But no, the rates are staying so far they've been good. And I am a big believer nowadays, because I used to be gutsy, is that lock in when you come in. Do not play the market. Three years ago, however long it was, when the market changed so drastically, God, that was probably 5 years ago now, that it changed. Usually when you talk about market changing, you talk about, well, discount points go up maybe a quarter or half in a day. The interest rate itself went up a half of a point in one day. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I mean,
well, you remember back in the 80s.
Yeah, that was a killer.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah,
that was going through my head when they're talking about this. I'm going, somebody's going to pay thousands of dollars, and that's not going to be good for the consumer.
Yeah, no, but I don't think you'll see that. I really do. I believe that we're all going to make it through this, and in September, we're going to say, wow, we should have done this long before.
One thing, I'm going to just get off this subject now. And one thing that changed 2 years ago, or last, whatever, like you, I'm with you, time goes so fast.
We're getting old.
Appraisals. So I don't understand how these appraisal deals are working now. And before, and I say in the good old days, you know, I'd say,
we called the appraiser.
Lender had to engage it and would call the appraiser and who could get on it first and, you know, basically do it.
Right.
You know, and we could kind of always in the loop if, you know, we could send comps to the appraisers and help them or, you know, it was actually a pretty good thing, I thought.
Those days are over.
Okay. Tell our audience the hoops you have to jump through now.
Those days are over. What we do is we actually order the appraisal through a third party company. Okay, in our case, the name of it's called Mercury. But we order it through the third-party company. We send an email. We order it. We give the price we want, and we give the day we want, which I always put 7 days. I think that's a fair amount of time. You should be able to do an appraisal in 7 days. Some people don't agree with me. But so what we do is we send it out. They do a rotation. Now, how they do that, because it's not a true rotation, I don't know. But we have a panel, and they make it through the panel, and then they'll come back to me, and they'll say, no, we won't. We'll do it for 440, and we want 2 more days. And I'll say yay or nay, or they'll say yay or nay. So you can go 4 or 5 days bickering about price and bickering about dates to where in the – I had one today that finally I was like, oh, my gosh, the date's next week now. Take the sucker, because we've been arguing about it all week long. I mean, it was crazy. And so, you know, the days are not easy. Those are not going to get any better because they want it to be a third party. They don't want us to be able to call the appraiser. They don't want us to be able to talk to the appraiser. They don't want any of that. They want it to be a true – value that you didn't help get, I didn't help get. So you can't. I had a seller the other day that was like, I want to call the appraiser. I'm like, call him. He ain't going to talk to you. They're not going to talk to you. They are not going to talk to you. They're not allowed to talk to you. They're going to say, call your lender. And then I'm going to tell you, I can't even talk to them. You can't talk about value. The value is the value. You can prove it. You can give me information. I give it to them. Not to them, but to the third-party company. But chances are they look through all that information before they gave you the appraisal. We talked about that on yours. Is that you could work for days on giving me new comps, but do you think the appraiser didn't look for them?
Yeah.
So.
Comment not.
I know. It is what it is. I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's, and that's something we can't change. So that's one of those needless worries. So it's just like, we need to quit worrying about it. And we just need to deal with it. And 99% of the time, it works out fine. It's that 1% of the time that you want to slap them.
Well, and but the appraisers get, in San Angelo, Texas, they get it from our MLS, which is from the real estate community.
Correct.
From the realtors. Correct. So it's kind of ironic deal that you're saying. But anyway, that's another process, which the reason I wanted to bring that up, that's another thing that takes longer than it used to take.
Exactly. Used to, we could get appraisals very fast. And we could also say, hey, now I still can do that. Is I'll say, I'll pay you an extra $100 if you'll do it X days. You know, what's bad, I have figured out that they can say they'll do it. But if they come back and say, like, if I say 5 days and on the fifth day they come back and they say, oh, I haven't been feeling well, so it's going to be another day or two. What are you going to do to them? You can't pull it. You've already waited 5 days. So the system is not perfect, but I don't look for it to change anytime soon to be more perfect. And we have great appraisers. That's the thing. Again, San Angelo, we're blessed in that we have a big array of appraisers for a size of a town that we live in.
And we are. And Tommy Withery brought something to me, too, and we were having a little meeting. And she said, one thing good, if things are getting harder and harder and more complicated, that means that the public needs us more and more. So we should be glad for the job security.
That's right. That's right. We should be, and they should come to us for education.
And,
you know,
and we're getting a lot of it. I was
going
to say,
so
we're full of it.
It is unbelievable.
Hey, folks. Hey, great job, Valerie.
Thank
folks,
you.
We appreciate
Enjoy.
You listening. We'll be back with you next week.